Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being here today. Man, we're so grateful. We really are. We're so grateful that you take time to download these. And our hope is that they would provide encouragement and maybe some inspiration and hopefully some practical next steps to take as you seek to live out your faith and encourage others. In fact, if you find today's edition helpful, we would be so encouraged if you would spread the word, either share it on social media through your different platforms or text somebody, email them. We'd love to get the encouragement out there. Well, this week, I've been thinking a lot about this idea of freedom. Our pastor, Pastor Chuck, talked about finding freedom on Sunday. And so on Tuesday's edition of the podcast, we said one of the ways that God helps us find freedom is through friendships. And today, I want us to think about this idea that God can often help us find freedom through our problems. Now, this doesn't seem like a fun topic. In fact, this next coming Sunday, we're going to talk about the idea of how God uses pain even, but problems are a big deal, that God can actually use our problems as a catalyst for growth in our lives and helping us find freedom. At the moment of salvation, God changes us on the inside, but we are meant to live that change out in every area of our life. And so I read a devotional this week that I thought was super helpful as it talked about this idea that God can use anything. God can use everything. Even as I record this, he can use a pandemic right now to help us grow and to find freedom. The half-brother of Jesus, James, said this in James 1, verses 2 through 4. He said, "My brothers and sisters, be very happy when you are tested in different ways." I'm like, really? He said, "You know that such testing of your faith produces endurance. So endure until your testing is over, then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything." That's a powerful statement, because oftentimes we feel tired in the middle of our problems, or we feel depleted because of how it's affecting our lives. Whether you've been directly affected by a virus, or whether you've been indirectly affected by the uncertainty and the fear and just what's going to happen next. But this is a reminder that this is the fantastic, great time to look to God himself. In other words, that we would place our hope in him and that we would trust that even in the middle of problems, he is still in control. He's a God of hope, and his hope will not disappoint. And so as we give that time, as we think about the big picture, what we begin to see is that God can use even problems like a pandemic or problems like uncertainty at work or problems of friction within our homes. He can use those moments to make us stronger and to develop us as we find freedom. I know you've heard the verse, Romans 8:28, that says, "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." What's a great reminder is Paul, who penned those words through inspiration, had a lot of good times and he had a lot of bad times. He had times where things were going well, but he often had times where he was facing problems. One of the things that I'm convinced of is that God's purpose for us on this earth is actually to prepare us for heaven. He wants to prepare us for eternity. It's this idea that life really is a preparation for what's coming next. So if you think about it that way, we're simply in the warm-up act right now. And when you think about it that way, it's this reminder that we're only here for less than 100 years. We're here for a short amount of time when you compare that to eternity. When you compare that upon trillions and trillions of years. And so we're now just getting started. And so I want to encourage you today, as you think about this idea of God helping you find freedom through problems, that these problems are getting you ready for an eternity that you can't even imagine. These problems, let me say that again, these problems are getting you ready for an eternity that you can't even imagine right now. It's unfathomable. One of the verses that God has used so often in my life to encourage me when I was down and really just struggling is 2 Corinthians 4:17. This is the CEV translation of it that I think is just fantastic for this verse. It says, "These little troubles," and Paul had been lied about. Paul had been backstabbed. Paul had been shipwrecked, beaten, bitten by a snake. And yet he says, "These little troubles, These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. Now, I know that's hard to believe right now, but let me read it again. These little troubles. So think about the troubles that we're facing, but when you compare them to eternity, they're little. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. So today's problems, they may feel heavy. They may feel overwhelming. They may feel like there's no way we're going to get through it, but once we get to heaven, they're going to seem like nothing. So today, hang on to the hope that you have. If you're weary, hang on. If you're overwhelmed, man, hang on. If you're ready to give up, hang on. And remember, God is preparing you for eternity with Him in heaven. Man, I hope this encourages you today. God wants to help you find freedom, and God wants to help you find that freedom even today. Well, thanks for being on the podcast. I do want to invite you to join us this Sunday. If you are in person here at Sugar Hill Church, go to sugarhill.church/regather so that you can RSVP and let us know. And even if you're not here locally or can't be in person physically, I want to invite you to join us online at sugarhill.church, at live.sugarhill.church at 9, 11, or 5 online. Pastor Chuck and I are tag teaming this Sunday as we talk about this idea that as we ask the question, what's next? God wants to help us to discover our purpose. Man, I can't wait to see you. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.